G'day, g'day, welcome back. This is Andrew McMurray and this is Microsoft Virtual Academy. We're over the hump, we're in module 4, monitoring websites with Microsoft Azure. As we throw yet another shrimp on this Microsoft Azure Barbie, let's get into what we can do with monitoring websites when we're dealing with them sitting on Microsoft Azure, as opposed to the websites that we're generating through the Microsoft Azure pack for Windows Server on-premises. So, fairly brief agenda on this one, mainly going to drill into these features in the demo itself. Basically, what we want to do is talk about what features are available to me for monitoring a website through the Azure admin portal, and we'll drill down, have a bit of a look at those, and then finish off with some resources for you. So, let's look at those monitoring features in the Azure admin portal. One of the great things about the Azure admin portal is it gives us the ability to look inside the website and get a whole bunch of interesting metrics about the way the website is functioning. Things like how much CPU time is the website utilizing, how many requests are coming in to that particular CPU, data in, data out, and a whole bunch of other things. And it's critically important to us to be able to get an idea of how that website is functioning on a day-to-day basis. The reason we need to know about this, of course, is because we may be thinking that we want to scale a website to a certain point, pushing it out there to production, only to find that it is the most popular website on the entire planet, and we're getting a lot more requests and a lot more traffic in and out than we can handle with a single instance. So these metrics will allow us to get a bit of an idea as to whether or not we need to scale up or scale down our website, and also gives us the ability to start seeing trend data so we can look at how things are occurring over time and start getting an idea of usage patterns. At what time of the year are we getting a lot of requests for this particular site? And at what time of the year can we perhaps scale back that site because we're not getting anywhere near as many as we thought? Now that's great, but what happens when a particular site is getting hit heavily and you need to know about it? Well, one of the other monitoring capabilities we have through Microsoft Azure's admin portal is alert notifications. So we get the ability through setting up endpoint monitoring to determine when we want to be told that a website is hitting a certain threshold in its metrics. So for instance, we might be interested in knowing when a certain amount of data is coming in to Windows Azure to our website, or when a certain amount is going out, or indeed when the CPU time is hitting a certain threshold. Alert notifications allow me to get emailed whenever anything occurs in that particular area. Usage quotas are another thing that we can work on here to get an idea of whether or not we're utilizing too much file system storage, too much data out, too much CPU time, and how do we then reduce our resource utilization in order to cope with that. That's fine, but what happens when errors start occurring inside a web application? We need to be able to get access to good diagnostic information as well as logging information, what's actually happening within that particular application. Now, we have a number of products that can run on-premises that can really drill into the way in which a website is functioning and the way in which a website is acting, but we're interested here in the administration portal capability, so we'll be drilling into that in quite a bit of detail. And then finally, how do we actually set up monitoring the web endpoint? Now, that web endpoint status capability is critically important for us to start thinking about how we're going to get our alerts, so we want to be able to show you all of that in action. All right. So let's think about drilling down into this now. Let's jump into our administration portal and have a bit of a look at what we can do in terms of monitoring. Okay, so here we are in the Microsoft Azure admin portal. And as you can see, my Macca Awesome site, my beautiful blog site, is going really well. In fact, before we jump into looking at monitoring this particular site, let's go and have a look at some of the quality posts that I've created on this particular website. And here's one here that says, "Hello world." And as you can see, I am a master of the depth and intelligent blog post. So let's get back into Windows Azure in terms of the admin portal and have a bit of a look at how we actually monitor what's going on with this website. So the first thing we're going to want to do is click on the link to the Macca Awesome site here. And as you can see, it brings up our dashboard. And the first thing you'll see in the dashboard is a graphical representation of the amount of traffic that's actually happening within this particular website. Now, this is actually being taken from the monitor section up here, and I want to drill into this monitor section because it allows us to start adding extra metrics to monitor. If we have a look at what we get by default, we monitor CPU time, data in and data out, HTTP server error responses and requests. And you can see here that not a lot was really happening. And as I mouse over, we can get an idea of the actual metric we're looking at until we hit around about the time of getting close to 620. So you can see here we've had a number of pieces of data actually being consumed and giving us an idea of how the website is functioning. So if we're interested in adding extra metrics for the website, the first thing we want to do is go into the monitor section here. And the great thing about going into the monitor section is it not only gives me information that I saw on the front dashboard page in very easy to see graphical terms, but also allows me to get more information on each of those aspects of the website that I'm monitoring. So we can see here under CPU time that the maximum amount of CPU time I've used has been 3.53 seconds with an average of 173.2 milliseconds. You'll notice that I don't have any alerts configured at this particular point in time, so we'll probably want to think about doing that also. Now, the first thing I'm interested in is actually pulling back some information about other metrics that I want to monitor for this particular website. And if I need to do that, I can just go down to the Add Metrics button here. And what this will do is pull up a list of all of the different metrics that I can monitor. Now, there are a whole bunch of things that we can look at here. Stuff like the average amount of memory the working set is using on the underlying VM that's running IIS, which is effectively giving us our websites here. And a whole bunch of other things. I might be interested, for instance, in certain HTTP errors that are coming back. Maybe I'm interested in the number of 401 requests that are coming back, or I should say responses that are coming back, you know, which represent unauthorized. Maybe 403 responses, which represent forbidden. And maybe 404 messages, which just indicate that the page we attempted to get to is unavailable. And when I click the button there, you can see straight away it adds those metrics in and starts to actively monitor them. Now, immediately you'll see these are grayed out. They will change to an appropriate color in a fairly small amount of time. Now, the next thing we might be interested in doing is actually receiving alerts from these website metrics. And the first thing you want to do is make sure from your dashboard that you've set up web endpoint status monitoring. So what we'll do is we'll go and configure a web endpoint here. And as you can see, we can choose exactly what it is that we're interested in monitoring. As we scroll down, you'll see that we have a monitoring section here. And you'll notice that for some reason, we can't actually add an endpoint. And the reason we can't add an endpoint is because by default, when I created this website, I chose the free version of a website. And we're only really allowing you to do that in basic or standard mode. So the first thing I need to do is actually go and alter the way in which this website works. If we go to our scale section here, you can see that I'm going to need to scale this past the shared into basic mode. So I'll do that and I'll just save that. And that's now going to auto scale my website. More on that in module 6. We'll be talking a bit about how we can do these scaling capabilities. And now that I've done that, I can go back to my dashboard and I can configure my endpoint monitoring. We'll wait for that to very quickly load. Scroll back down to the monitoring section here. And what we can do is we can put in an endpoint name. Put it in Ms. Macca's blog. And you can see that it's automatically figured out the URL that I want to look at. Now what I'll do is I'll choose to test the availability of this from, in this case, Dublin. I'll click save. Click OK. And it's just going to go and update the configuration for that particular website. Wait for that to occur, and it looks like it's successful. So now what we'll do is we'll go back to monitoring like so. And we will now set up an alert. So what we'll do is we'll add a rule in here, and we'll define this particular alert. We'll call it high CPU time. And the description could be, tell me when my CPU is too high. Click next. And now I simply need to define the condition for this notification. As we can see, I'm worried about a CPU time of greater than 2. In this case, 2 milliseconds. And I want to check this particular value over the last X number of minutes. So if I average greater than that, then I'm going to send myself an email. Now you'll notice that I can choose here to send an email to the service administrator or the co-administrators for this particular Azure subscription. Or alternatively, I can just specify a different email address, someone else I want to notify. So maybe I want to notify my friend Bob at hotmail.com. And that way we can send that information to somebody else that it might be relevant to. We'll leave that one off for the moment and click OK. Off we go. As you can see, we're now building that alert. It's as simple as that. All right, so one of the other things we might want to be able to do is have a look at usage quotas for a website. So websites can be configured to run in either shared or standard website mode from the website scale management page. And each Azure subscription has access to a pool of resources provided for the purpose of running up to 100 websites per region in shared website mode. Now, the pool of resources available to each website subscription for this purpose is shared by other websites in the same geo region that are configured to run in shared mode. Because these resources are shared for use with other websites, all subscriptions are limited in their use of these resources. So limits apply to a subscription's use of these resources, and they're expressed as usage quotas listed under the usage overview section of the dashboard management pane. So if we just click into our dashboard management pane, we can get information here about the usage overview that we're playing with here. Now you'll notice that we have a quota here. And indeed, at the moment, because we've changed this to basic mode, we have quite a lot of availability here. We have 10 gig of availability. So it's really nice to be able to see whether or not we're getting close to utilizing those quotas. Now, let's just say that we are getting close to utilizing those quotas. What are we going to do about it? Well, what we'll do is we'll simply go into our scale section here if we're getting close to breaking our quotas, and we'll change our plan. So we'll either change from basic to standard, or potentially we'll just increase our capacity here to get us extra quotas. Instead, if I wish to change back to the free mode, I can do that as well. And this will then show me some different information in my quota section that represents what it is that I'm now doing and what quotas I now have available to me. So if we just go back to our dashboard, you'll see that this starts to change considerably. I'm now on the free mode. I'm now sharing my resources with a lot of other people. So consequently, the amount of resources available to me are going to go down to a certain extent. Now, before, we talked about the ability for us to get access to diagnostics and logging information through this particular section. If we go into the configure part of the site here, you'll see that there are a whole bunch of things I can play with, and I can alter the way in which this particular IIS instance is actually functioning. So from here, I can say, I want this IIS instance running as part of this website to be a .NET version 3.5 rather than 4.5. And you can see I have a whole bunch of things that I can play with here. Now, one of the things we're interested in is diagnostics and logging. So if I want to be able to get access to diagnostics and logging, I simply turn on what I'm interested in and I choose the level of logging I actually want to pull back out, whether it's error, information only, warning and error, information warning and error, or verbose, which is going to cause a lot of information to be stored in blob storage, potentially file system storage or table storage, depending on the type of logging that we're actually dealing with. Obviously, if I'm going to turn on something like application logging, then I'm going to be going back into Windows Azure Blob Storage. Now, if I'm going to do that, I need to make sure that I have a Windows Azure storage account created so that I have somewhere to store that. And you can see here that when I turn this on, I can actually go ahead and manage that blob storage immediately. So if I don't have a storage account, I can create one. Or if I do have a storage account, I can choose which one to use and potentially what blob container I want to use inside there. So as you can see, we've got lots and lots of capabilities here of monitoring our website. And again, once we've finished doing what we're doing, we can go back in and see that overall graphical representation of our data and what it's actually doing. So giving us lots of good, rich information for us to utilize when we're determining whether we need to scale up, scale out, or even decommission a website that's no longer being used. Okay, hope you enjoyed that. So again, don't forget TechNet Evaluation Center. We've talked about this many times. TechNet Virtual Labs, they're out there. Have a bit of a look. And finally, keep sticking with MVA. All right, guys, well done. That was Module 4, Managing a Website with Microsoft Azure. We'll see you back here for Module 5 in just a moment.